Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Feet to the Fire. Our cities are burning under social justice riots. We are still living under this abysmal COVID lockdown. The Trump 2020 presidential election is rolling right along. We just came out of two major national party conventions, and the evangelical community, the church, the true church, does not have the right response. The response we're getting from the broader evangelical community is this: let's just all agree to disagree. And it is simple, and it is insufficient. What we need in the church is a more robust, dynamic, deeper, well-thought-through answer to all of these issues. Let's go straight to an example. John MacArthur has taken a stand in California and has opened his church. And from the unexpected source of another conservative side of evangelicalism, Mark Dever at Nine Marks and Jonathan Lehman, who is a part of that organization, and nothing against these guys. They're faithful. They love the Lord. No slander here. But they're totally wrong on this issue, and it needs to be pointed out. Basically, John MacArthur, in his open letter to the world, said, "We are opening our church in obedience to Christ and against religious persecution, and we are calling on all the faithful to do likewise." Nothing offensive about that. And as I said, the response from many, even in the so-called conservative side, is, look, we just can't be that dogmatic. We got to agree to disagree. These are areas of Christian conviction, personal freedom, and we can't elevate politics to the level of dogmatic doctrine. I mean, we care about the gospel only and everything else is secondary. And while that sounds very sincere, and I'm sure it is meant sincerely, it sounds very pious, that's the problem, is that the gospel is overall, but it in such a way that it is an umbrella, it covers all things, and we're not allowing the gospel to inform us on all these issues. We're not teaching the sheep how to think through these issues in a gospel-centered way. Or say it another way, we're not properly appropriating the gospel into these areas. Surely the gospel tells us how we should handle our marriages. It speaks to what a husband and wife should be. It speaks to a marriage. That's a gospel-related issue. Work, employers and employees, that's a gospel-related issue. It speaks to how we should work and act in our working environment. It speaks to child rearing. Does not the gospel speak also to education? And it also speaks to issues of law and corporate ethics, civics, politics. So to say that this is just all, we're just going to have different conviction, that's fine, is really to drop the ball, and we're losing our witness in the culture. Let me give you the thrust of what Jonathan Lehman said in his rebuttal to Grace Community Church and John MacArthur. In short, he said, we can't major in the minors. He didn't say that exactly, but I'm summarizing it. We can't, we have to respect conviction and can't be so dogmatic on politics, because really, and he uses this jagged line, straight line idea. There's a straight line from the Bible on to certain issues, but a jagged line on other issues, and we got to have flexibility there. So the examples that he gives are this. He says, there's a pretty straight line from the Bible to abortion, okay, but not so straight a line on healthcare. Wait, what? That's what I'm talking about. That's not right Christian thinking. The current debate on healthcare is not which doctor should I go to or what kind of medicine to take. The current debate on healthcare is a broad, ethical, philosophical debate on fundamental moral issues enshrined in the Ten Commandments. Listen, the debate in healthcare, without going too far down a detour, is between whether the government, be it a bureaucrat, king, monarch, or whoever, should consolidate its authority over property and life, or is that reserved to the individual? And the Bible teaches the sanctity of life and the sanctity of property in the Ten Commandments: thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not murder. So is not one's own personal body, your own vessel, the highest, purest form of the expression of personal property rights, and also the sanctity of life? So it is a fairly straight ethical line, philosophical line from the Bible, from the gospel, to the current debate on healthcare. We need to teach Christians how to think through these things. And so likewise on issues like immigration and Black Lives Matter and all that that we are going to get to, there's the music. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Not everything's a secondary issue. A lot of issues are primary issues related to the gospel, and we need to be teaching the church how to have a faithful Christian witness in these times when our civilization is approaching catastrophic decay. Okay.